Leave It to Beaver is a piece of American culture. It's been around for over 60 years now, still seen daily in reruns on this channel or that network. But you may not know how groundbreaking that innocent black and white sitcom actually was. In 1983, Jerry Mathers, the Beaver, was one of my first celebrity interviews. And he did not disappoint this very happy baby boomer. Jerry Mathers was 35 when I met him. Leave It to Beaver had been off the air for 20 years. Mathers was at that point very active in doing public appearances, giving folks the chance to get up close and personal with the Beaver. Although some wanted a little more than Jerry Mathers was able to deliver.
I'm an individual. I know a lot of people expect me to, you know, come up and be exactly like an 8 or a 10-year-old, and that's just not me. It's a character, and if they can't cope with that, as I say, that's their problem, not mine.
Because he didn't let it become his problem. Jerry Mathers says he never wanted to lose his identity.
Anytime you take on a character that people remember, if they, they may come up and say, hi, Beaver, or whatever, but there's always your own identity as an actor. You always keep that. There are very, very few characters. In fact, I can't think of one who has ever suffered from that particular phenomenon where they lose their identity, you know, maybe like Bozo the Clown or somebody like that.
Now, little Jerry Mathers may have been too young to realize it at the time, but the TV show in which he was starring was, as it turns out, a valuable U.S. national asset.
Leave It to Beaver was filmed during the Cold War years, and it was the first actual situation comedy to go outside the United States. Now, before that, things like The Untouchables and all the Westerns. So the gangsters and the Western pictures were all going, because that's the thing people would buy in, say, Japan and Europe and Africa. So the writers were very, very conscious that they were presenting an image of the United States to foreign lands that hadn't seen them before.
And that's not the only way Leave It to Beaver was making television history.
The very first show we ever did was banned by the censors because in those were the days, of course, 1957, when even married couples had to sleep in a bed 3 feet apart. And the very first show has the boys getting an alligator. It's called Captain Jack. And they want to hide it from their parents, and they put it in the toilet tank. And at that time, you were not allowed to show bathrooms, let alone toilet tanks, on TV. So it was banned by the censors, and they fought it, and they won. And in fact, Leave It to Beaver was the first show to show a bathroom on commercial TV.
Of course, when Leave It to Beaver first aired, most Americans had two or three or maybe four channels to choose from for their entertainment. By 1983, though, Jerry Mathers was among those beginning to lament 500 channels and nothing to watch.
The problem is that we're inundated right now with so much commercial television through the use of all the networks and the cable, and of course now the VCRs where you can go out and rent movies of just about any kind. So for the most part, you have a much broader screen to view, and I think it's just like anything else. When there's only one or two books, and that's the only thing that are available to you, you will read them, and you know, no matter what they are, you're a lot more appreciative. When you walk into a library and there are suddenly thousands of books, then you become a lot more selective.
And today, we are more selective than ever, it seems. But somehow, when the Cleaver family appears on screen, millions will still watch. I'm Bill Thompson, and now I've heard everything.